They had at least two, I think three nightclubs. Smoky Joe's was one, I remember, and a couple of other nightclubs. And indeed, I got a pass with Boyd McKinstry of Toowoomba to go to one of these one night. It was so unreal. We were welcomed at the door of this nightclub. There were small tables and chairs there. An excellent string orchestra, Gil Mitchell's string band, I think it was called, a man who was well known in England before the war, Gil Mitchell. But their strings, of course, were made of ordinary signal wire. But they had their cellos and basses and violins. Beautiful music being played. We ordered our rice coffee and our toasted bread, as it wasn't really bread. But it was the height of luxury, as we had thought. It was a time when it was so utterly divorced from the horrors that had preceded it on the railway, and indeed from what was going to follow it, as to seem then, and even now, rather like a dream.